This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. And click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I should tell him before marriage. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 29-year-old engaged woman, but my husband doesn't know I have a big secret. We've been dating for almost 7 years, and before we met, I slept with two of his brothers in his fraternity.
God!
It was graduation night, and we had a house party, and things got wild in the bathroom with two of my girlfriends and the two guys. There were five of us, so it wasn't like I meant to sleep with his fraternity brothers. My boyfriend was at this party, too, but he had no idea where I was. We were all so wasted that we could not remember all the details to tell anyone about it. A few months after that happened, my boyfriend told me that he cheated on me with someone I knew, and I was very hurt, but I could not break up with him because I knew what I had done to him. I let it go, and we moved in with each other, and have been together for years. Just a week ago, I ran into one of the guys that I had sex with, and he was joking about that wild night we had in the bathroom. He said, "It is amazing that I got a good man like my fiance." I told him what we did was once in a lifetime. It was a once in a lifetime thing when I was younger, and I haven't done anything like that since then. He made me feel nasty by the way he looked at me. He said he's planning to come to our wedding. I want to tell my fiance how crazy the guy talked to me, but I can't because I'd have to tell the whole story. I decided to tell my fiance that I was so wasted that all I remember was going to the bathroom and guys were in there, but he'll want to know what guys were in there. When I tell him, do I have to tell everything? Well, yeah, once you started, I mean, he's going to be asking you questions and all of that. It's going to open the door and it's going to all come to light if you start that. It was a long time ago and you were very young, okay? You said you don't remember everything that happened that night. It's not an excuse. It's just that everyone, when they're young, does really, really stupid stuff, especially when alcohol is involved. And you do know there is a double standard and your man will judge you not only because of what you did, but who you did. His frat brothers are off limits. But what's done is done now, and that's that. However, you are under no obligation to tell him about your past. I mean, the past is just that, the past, and you can't change what happened. So don't dwell on it. Don't tell him. Ask yourself, what is telling him going to do? What is that going to do? If you do tell him, be prepared that he's going to be mad and he might leave you because he can't deal with the fact that the guys you were with were his fraternity brothers. Steve?
All right, this is a real simple letter. I don't know how I can take a long time with this. I don't know how I can draw this out into two breaks, because this is not a two-break letter. You are 29 years old. Back in college, you were 20, 21, graduation night. You was in the bathroom, you and two of your girlfriends and two guys at a party. Some got out of hand, all y'all had sex. Your boyfriend was at the party, too. It just so happened that two of the dudes that was in the bathroom was his frat brothers. Horrible judgment. Just a bad judgment call. You just made a poor decision that night. Prisons are full of good people who made bad decisions. Full of. Man, there's some great dudes and women sitting in prisons all over this country that made a bad decision. You made a bad decision, but you're 29 years old, And now you're marrying the guy who was at the party. But what happened is you run up into the guy you had sex with, and now he looking at you crazy, made you feel nasty, talked to you a little bit crazy. Now you say you want to go tell your boyfriend about this secret. Now, you didn't tell him in the beginning because he ended up telling you he cheated with one of your friends, a girl you knew, and you was hurt by it, but you didn't want to, you let it go because you knew what you had did to him. Now, roles have reversed. You're about to get married. This frat brother told you he coming to the wedding. He can't believe you got a good guy like that. You told him it was a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and now we at what the letter is about. I decided to tell my fiancé that I was so wasted that all I remember was going to the bathroom and guys were in there. But he'll want to know what guys were in there. When I tell him, do I have to tell him everything? I have one word for you. Why?
Come on.
Why? Why? Why are you talking about this? So what, you ran up into that dude? That's what I'm telling you right now. Y'all.
Tell the truth.
Lying.
Too honest.
Lying is so important. Lying, I can't stress to you how important it is to lie. And all this truth at all costs is the most ignorant ass thing you can say.
The truth does matter, though, Steve.
Truth does not matter. Truth is overrated. It is overrated. If you told him the truth about that night, why?
He can't.
And now, do you know what happens after you do that? No, you don't know what's going to happen. But do you want Uncle Steve to tell you what could potentially happen if you say this to this man?
Hang on.
I'll tell you when we come back.
Save that. Okay, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I should tell him before marriage. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I should tell him before marriage.
29-year-old woman about to get married. Been living with her boyfriend a few years now. They was dating in college. On graduation night, she went into a bathroom with two of her girlfriends. Two of his frat brothers was in there. They all had sex together. The thing of it was, he was at the party too that night. Her boyfriend, downstairs, upstairs, somewhere like that. Fast forward years later, he admitted to her that he cheated on her with a girl she knew. She was hurt, but she let it go and let it slide because she realized what she had did to him on graduation night. Okay, eye for an eye, tit for a tat, got it done, over with. Years later, right before the marriage is about to happen, she runs into one of the guys that was in the bathroom who is also her fiancé's frat brother. He said, reminded her of that wild night and can't believe she got such a good guy like this and was talking to her crazy and looking at her like she was nasty. Well, you was. All y'all was nasty in that bathroom. It was nasty up in there. It was five of y'all in there. So something nasty happened. You have decided, for some ungodly reason, that you want to now tell your fiance that you got wasted one night and was in that bathroom and some other people was in there, but you don't want to tell him everything. But suppose he wants to know more. Do I tell him everything? My one word question for you is why? Why would you do that? Why would you open your damn mouth? Why? Let's go to What's wrong with that? Why would you tell the truth? Let's just explore it from the woman angle who always wants to know every damn thing. See, y'all always wanna know every damn thing, but then your dumb ass wanna tell every damn thing. Shut your damn mouth. This ain't the time for truth. He ain't suspected nothing. He didn't bust you. They went to him and said, hey, man, we got something to tell you. Ain't none of that happened. You have been forgiven. Move on. Now, you going to go in here and tell him I was in the bathroom with two of your friends on graduation. And then they got a head. And then we all had five of us in there. And we had sex. And I was just, they was beat up. I didn't want to stop because it was good and it was wild. And we was graduating. So I was celebrating. And then your frat brother, Harold, he was all over me. He just kept on. And then I saw Harold and he told me about the little girl. What you did that bad judgment night as a young woman, you a grown woman now. Shut your damn mouth. I keep telling y'all about this truth. Overrated. It ain't the time for truth. There are times when lies are absolutely necessary. Now, and I'm going to tell you how you could lie. If the frat brother went to his frat brother and said, hey, man, I can't let you do this. I had your girl that night. We was in the bathroom. Guess what you say? I wasn't in no damn bathroom.
Baby.
Bathroom with who?
Okay.
Wasn't me.
What are you talking about? Get him a drink. I wasn't in no damn bathroom with you.
Right.
You like, I promise you, I'll be in there. I'll be looking so crazy.
I know that's right. And the Academy Award goes to Best Lead.
And you ain't even got to lie. Because guess what? All you got to do is not bring it up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is not being deceitful. This is called forgiveness. That's what it is. This is called grace. Let me tell you something, young lady. I can assure you that all of us have done something that God has allowed us to slide on.
Thank you, Lord.
All of us done something that we hope would never get out there, and it just didn't get out. Especially those of us who lived in the time before social media and phone cameras. I can't tell you how grateful I am to God.
Hello.
That the 70s and 80s and 90s and early 2000s.
Yes. No proof.
That run I made from 77 to 2005 was epic.
Was it epic?
Player.
Boy, MySpace wasn't even out then. Oh, I was clowning. The whole King Tour is undocumented. Thank you, Jesus. Now, why would I take my family and sit them down and say,
let me tell y'all something.
I can't live like this. I'm finna tell you everything. Man, my kids, dog, let me tell you something. My kids would leave me.
Not the kids.
My kids would leave me. Daddy, what? Now, my grandkids would quit calling me Pawpaw.
Hang it out, Steve.
Man, look, right. Lady,
yeah,
don't open your mouth. It's okay. And trust me, everybody listening has done something that God has given them some grace for, and just let it slide. Amen. Leave that alone.
All right, leave your comments. Thank you, Steve. On today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM, and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.